So something we have to deal with Parshas B'Shalach is an incredible thing we find. And the question that people ask is, and the Medrash addresses, is why is it, of all the ways to go ahead and to get rid of the Mitzrim, do we have one of the seminal events in Jewish history at the Yom Suf, the splitting of the Yom Suf? There were a lot of ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have got rid of the Egyptians, you know? He didn't have to schlep them out into the Sinai to go ahead, and didn't have to have us go, you know, be misdirected to go ahead and to lure them out into the Sinai, to go ahead and to have the Yom Suf go ahead and crash down on them. Why did it happen in such a fashion, in such a way? And the Medrash addresses this. It's a famous Medrash. It says something incredible. The Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up this way for one reason. Hashem wanted the Yom Suf at our backs, the Mitzrim in front of us, so that at that moment, at that point, it would be clear to Klal Yisrael, to Am Yisrael, Ein Od Milvado, there's no one besides you, and that we would cry out HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, just a cry, which is the ultimate tefillah, if there are any words that can express what they were feeling at that point, when they recognized and they realized that there was really no way out but HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the mess that they found themselves in, and that they were completely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. And the truth of the matter is, this is what we also find earlier, the same idea of the revelation to them and the recognition that, you know, there is no other way out. And we find earlier in Parsha Shemos, when things begin to get really bad, there's a very, very strange pasuk. The pasuk tells us, Vayihi bayamim harabim ahim, Vayamos melech Mitzrayim, the king of Mitzrayim dies, Vayonchu b'nei Yisrael min avoda. The B'nai Yisrael groan, they let this cry out because of the avoda, and all of the Mepharshim deal with it. Why is that Vayonchu, that groan, that cry, in what way is that a response to Paro dying? So we know Rashi famously goes ahead and tells us that really Paro didn't die, but rather he was afflicted with saras. And as the Gemara tells us, one of the four people who are considered kemesim, considered like they're dead, is somebody who goes ahead and somebody who has saras. And what did he do for this saras? He realized this was some type of supernatural disease. He decided that the remedy must be the blood of Jewish children. And he would take the baby's blood and bathe, as the Medrash tells us, in the blood of the Jewish children. And when the B'nai Yisrael saw this, here was this cry, this groan. This was Rashi's approach. I saw a beautiful idea in another Sefer. He says something different I never saw before that I thought was incredible. He says, no, Paro died. But you see, B'nai Yisrael, they saw Paro was older. They're hoping, you know, look, somehow politically, you know, we'll go ahead. The new guy will come into office. You know, maybe the lobby will go ahead and have more success. You know, the Egyptian lobby will have a little bit more success with the new pharaoh, the new paro. A new paro comes in, takes over, and he's even worse than the old paro. And at that point, they realized there's no political way out here. There's no way, there's only one way out. And that's when they have that cry. And that's, of course, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, forget 400 years. He hears that cry, those four Lashonos, the four different cries we discussed, and he says, now I'm going to take out the B'nai Yisrael. It's only when we realize, Ein Od Milvado, only when we have that sincere call, that sincere cry, that sincere tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. And it's an amazing story I heard from Moshe Weinberger. He said an incredible story, the Mashkiach of Yeshiva University. He told the story of a chassid who went to go ahead and went to see the Yid HaKadosh, went to the town of Pshisch to go ahead to the Yid HaKadosh. And unbeknownst to him, the Yid HaKadosh was deathly ill, was incredibly ill at the time. And he travels a long distance and he comes and he needed a little bit of drink, a little bit of whiskey to go ahead and to you know, relieve his discomfort after the road. So he goes and he comes into a local pub, the kosher pub, so to speak. And he comes in and he goes ahead and he comes in. He asks the bartender, another Jew, for a drink. And he says, I'll tell you the truth. I'd love to give you the drink, but you know the Yid HaKadosh is? He says, do I know the Yid HaKadosh? This is why I'm here. I came to get a brach from the Yid HaKadosh. He says, that may be a little bit difficult. The Yid HaKadosh is incredibly sick. He's very ill. And the entire town took upon itself a tannis, a fast, for the Yir HaKadosh that he should have a refuah shleima, he should get better. I can't serve you the drink. This Jew, he goes running out of the bar, out of the tavern. Story goes, he runs to the shul, the main shul in the town. He rips open, the parochas rips open the aron, and he cries out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please! HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, you have to heal the Yir HaKadosh, please. Please give the Yir HaKadosh refuah shleima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to heal the Yir HaKadosh. I really, really need a drink. I really need a drink. Please, you have to heal the Yir HaKadosh. They say the Yir HaKadosh opened his eyes. And he said, that was the most sincere tefillah that was davened on my behalf. And it was in the schus of that tefillah that I had a refuah shleima, that I got better. This is the avoda of this time. Rav Shimshon Pinkus writes in his incredible Sefer Sharm Tefillah. We know the time, what led the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim was that cry with those tefillos. And this is what's going to lead us out of the ultimate galus. We know tekah b'shofar gadol. What's the shofar that Mashiach is going to go ahead and blow? The shofar in its very essence is the ultimate tefillah. Chazal tell us. It's the ultimate cry. It's the tefillah that words can't even express. It's just that wounded, like, that's what the Kabbalah shofar gadol, that the ultimate ingathering of the exiles. Or it says my wife's grandfather, when he was dying of lung cancer, he was in the hospital, and he knew that he wasn't going to be leaving the hospital. And there was one night, they had people always coming to see him, and they hear screaming from his hospital room, screaming. I want a lollipop. I want a lollipop. I want a lollipop. I want a lollipop. People are outside. People, guys from there, yourself, they don't know what. They can't. They go running to the room. They see standing with him is one of my wife's first cousins, one of his grandsons. They're like, what is. He says, he comes out of the room. He says, no. I asked him, if you, somebody really wants something from Hashem, how do you get it? How do you daven to really get something? He said, there's only one way. He said, you have to ask Hashem, you have to daven to Hashem like a kid who wants a candy. He says, what do you mean? He says, what do I mean? I want a lollipop. You hear a kid, I want to find the pen, take it, just take it. You hear quiet, take it already, just take it. He says, if we daven like that, that's going to break through. That's what's going to go ahead and bring us back. And we need this today more than ever. You know, in the time of the Ikvah of the Mashiach, what's paramount today, what's going to bring the final step, knock over that final domino, it's not necessarily the Torah learning. We know Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, but we know there are specific times where if a guy's learning Gemara, you tell him to close the Gemara on Yom Kippur. It's a time for Tefillah. Close the Gemara. It's a time for davening. He says this time, during the time of the Ikvah of the Mashiach, what's going to bring Mashiach, because all bracha, all good things only come to this world through Tefillah. That's the conduit that comes into this world. The Shefa comes into this world. It's only through the Tefillah. He says now more than ever, Dafka, we have to go ahead and focus on Tefillah. And just to end, the great Talmud of the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lozato's Talmud, Rav David Vali, says on the famous pasuk, says Lo Rav Lo Lechem Lo Tzama Lamayim. The Nevuah tells us there's going to be a time Lo Rav Lo Lechem, they're not hungry for bread, Lo Tzama Lamayim, they're not thirsty for water. He says throughout Tanakh we find the idea that Mayim and Lechem are interchangeable with Torah. Mayim Chayim, in Mayim Ela Torah. The idea that there's going to become a time, he says, the Navi is telling us, Lo Rav Lo Lechem Lo Tzama Lamayim. They're not going to be hungry for bread or thirsty for water. There's going to be plenty of Torah out there. You'll have Daf Yomi Shurim on all blocks. You'll have an app that you can find your Daf Yomi Shurim. Kiyim L'Shmoa Es Divrei Hashem. But what people are going to lack is that Dvar Hashem, that connection, that experience of the ability to speak, Takarash Baruch, the Dvar Hashem is Tefillah. They have a lot of minyan factories, but very, very little, very real kavanah, real tefillah being produced, being made. He says, this is the avoda of this time. It's what got us out of Mitzrayim, and it's going to bring the final tekava shofar gadol, that final cry, that final tefillah. Oh, okay. What is for Nishana?